Researchers examining rock samples from the moon, brought to Earth by a Chinese spacecraft back in 2020, have discovered evidence that volcanoes were still erupting on the moon when dinosaurs roamed the Earth. That means that lunar eruptions were occurring as recently as 120 million years ago. Earlier analysis had indicated that volcanoes died out on the moon 2 billion years ago. Let's speak to Kevin Nolan. He's a lecturer in physics at the Technological University of Dublin. Morning, Kevin. These are very exciting findings.
It is indeed, actually, because it, as you said, we thought that the moon had cooled down billions of years ago, and here is very strong evidence that we had volcanic activity on the moon, as you say, as recently about 120 million years ago. So it kind of upends our understanding of the moon and tells us we don't understand it quite as well.
Glass beads that were found, what was the significance of those?
Well, what happens when you get very high energy temperature impacts, material melts and then cools very quickly and you get a kind of amorphous glass. Now, the science behind this is beautiful. As you say, this Chinese Shangi rover brought samples back to Earth. They found 3,000 of these and they had to go through each one of them smaller than a millimetre, and they found three that are unequivocally formed 120 million years ago. So it tells us the moon is much more active and can be than we thought, even to maybe recent times as well. And that has all sorts of implications in terms of what minerals might be there and even maybe how we might use the moon into the future.
What do you mean in terms of how we might use the moon into the future?
Well, because, you know, basically, we think that what caused the formation of these might have been a localized kind of heating due to rare earth elements under the surface. And one of the interests of reasons going back to the moon is to mine things like rare earth elements.
To mine the moon.
Indeed. Oh, yes. Yeah. There's big plans ahead, including by China, actually, to do this. So I'm not saying that this discovery at this location says that's where rare earth elements are, but it basically tells us we don't understand the moon. There's an awful lot more interest and activity on it than we thought. And actually, as I say, increases the chances that there'll be much more interesting stuff there, including to mine. And there's real economic plans here. This isn't just kind of pie in the sky stuff.
Does it tell us anything more about the Earth?
Well, it tells us that the relationship between the Earth and the Moon is not as clear as we thought, because we thought that all the early volcanism was caused by the Moon's. As you may know, we think the Moon formed when a Mars-sized planet hit the Earth 4 billion years ago. The Moon came out as a result, and then very quickly, maybe cooled down and its volcanism stopped. This tells us that's not quite the case. The Moon may have its own volcanism that's been going on all through the ages, and really, as I say, is very exciting because, you know, it's telling us brand new science by bringing samples back to Earth that are just basically upending our understanding of even our closest body in the sky.
Kevin Nolan at the Technological University of Dublin, thank you.